This is Daf Yud Beis. So we got to the very top of Yud Beis Amun Aleph, two lines down. We just discussed the various mistakes of Belshazzar and Achashverosh in calculating when the 70 years of Galus Babel was up, and they were both incorrect, and they both got punished for it. So Gemara says not only they made a mistake, but Amar Rava Af Daniel Ta B'Hai Chushbana. Even Daniel made a mistake in this calculation. How so? Dechsiv, it says Bishnas Achas Mal Malko Ani Daniel. During the first year of the Malchus, I, Daniel, so what does it say? Ani Daniel, binosi basvarim, I looked into, I investigated in the svarim. Midakamer binosi mechlal deta. The fact that he looked in, he investigated, indicates that he tried to figure it out, but he had made a mistake. I believe they say that the Ket Mashiach is somewhere hidden in Sefer Daniel, but it's really impossible to figure out. When I was younger, and I thought I was really good at math, and I was good at math, I thought I could figure out the answer. So I spent a lot of Shabbos afternoons going through those pink and red English nachs. I thought maybe they'd give me like the key to when Mashiach was going to come. But I was unsuccessful. So put me in the same group as Daniel, Belshazzar, and Achashverosh. So fine. The Gemara says, Mikomakum Kashuk Kroy Hadadeh. So at the end of the day, there's a Esther and Psukim here. Ksiv Melos the Bavel, when the Bavel was complete, we count 7 years from Bavel, when the Malchus began of Nebuchadnezzar. But Ksiv, the other pasuk says, the Charvas Yushalayim, you begin the 70-year count from the destruction of Yushalayim, which was later than that. So how do you reconcile the Stira? Amar Rava Lifkida Baalma. No, the calculation 70 years from Melos Lebavel, that's Pekida, that was just a Zechira, Kadosh Baruch Hu remembered, but it wasn't anything that really took effect just yet. The Hainu Dechsev, that's what it means when it says in the Pasuk, Ko Amar Koresh Melech Paras Kol Melmachas Arts Nasan Li Hashem Elokei Hashemayim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm the king, Koresh, the king of Persia, the king of the entire world, Hashem gave to me. V'hu pakar alai, he had appointed me, Livnos Lo Bayis Bishlam, he appointed me. But Pekida doesn't mean anything actually happened yet, it just means the first step of a Kadosh Baruch Hu remembering.
It's interesting, you find by Mitzrayim also.
Yeah, pakar yifkar, yeah, we mentioned that. Yeah, last night we saw it also, yeah. So, Darish of Nachman by Rav Nechista, my dechsev, what does it mean? The pasuk says, Ko Amar Hashem l'mishicho, l'koresh, Hashem said to his Mashiach, Koresh asher chazakti b'yimino, that he was holding on to his right hand. V'chi koresh Mashiach haya, was he the Mashiach? Certainly not. So, Ela Amar lo Kadosh Baruch, Hashem says l'mashiach, he tells the actual Mashiach, Kovel ani l'cha koresh, I'm upset, I'm complaining to you about koresh. Why? Ani Amarti, who Yivne Beisi V'Kabbiz Gal Yosai, told Koresh to go build my Beis HaMikdash, go collect all my Jews from out throughout the world. Vu Amar, and he goes out and says, Mivachem Mikol Amo V'Yal, anyone who wants could come in. So he gave Rishus for everyone to return, but he wasn't proactive in gathering them together, so he's complaining to Mashiach about Koresh. So then Gemara goes back into the Indian of Darshing, the Psukim in Megillas Esther. It says, Chel parasum adai hapartumim. The soldiers, Chel, Chayolim, the soldiers of the Persian Madai hapartumim, the nobles, so Ksiv l'malche madai pras. Then it says the kings. So are we referring here to the soldiers and then to the noble ones, or are we referring to the kings? So Gemara explains that they made a agreement with each other. Amar Rava, Rava says, Asnuye Asnim Ba'adadeh, they made a condition with each other, saying as follows, Iminon Malche, if of us, from us are being appointed as kings, so then Minayichu, Eparchu, will appoint you to be the governors. Vi Minayichu Malche, if you will be appointed king, so Minayichu, Eparchu, will become the governors. So we'll have this relationship of one of us between Persia and Madai, one will be the king and the other one will be the governor. So then it says in the Megillas Esther, Baharoso es Osher Kvod Malchuso, and he showed all his wealth to the entire Malchus. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Melamed et Sitcha Shelovash Bigdei Kuhuna. He wore Bigdei Kuna, and that's why the Parshios of Chuma and the rest about the Mishkan and Bigdei Kuna all take place during the period of Adar. There's that connection between the Bigdei Kuhuna and the story of Purim. How do we know? Ksivhach, it's written here in Megillas Esther, Yekar Tiferes Gedulaso, the beautiful, the honor of his greatness. And Ksiv Hasim, it's written there by Bigdei Kuna, L'chavod L'Sefaris. So that Gzer Shava of Sefaris and Tiferes, and also Yakar is Aramaic for Kavod. So that Gzer Shava indicates that he wore Bigdei Kuna. So then Gemara says, and when those days were completed, after Achashverosh had fed them with all the different food and drinks, all the ones living in Shushan, so what does that mean, when they were complete? So Rabbi Shmuel had a machlokas here. Chad Amar, one of them said, Melech Pikeach Haya. One says he was a very smart king, Achashverosh that is. Chad Amar, Melech Tipeach Haya, he was a foolish king. The one who thinks he was a very smart king, Shapir Ovid, he did a very good thing in the Karev Rechika Bereisha. He first brought those far away close. Why? Because Divnei Masa, the people from his city, namely Shushan, Kalemas Dibai Mephaisa, whenever he wanted, he could always appease them at any given time. So he wanted to first make peace with those far away who he cannot really have full control of. And then, but the people of the city, he could always deal with. So that was the understanding that he was a Melech Pikeach. But then the man damar tipesh haya, why is he foolish? Because the bar lehi, he really should have the krove bnei masa bereisha. He should have invited the people from the capital first and make them happy and then spread the shalom outwards. Why? Because the mardu bei hanach, if those from the capital city, namely Shushan, rebel first, then hani havikaime badei, so rather if the other ones rebel elsewhere, so at least you have the people from Shushan protecting you and defending you, so you first really want to have a base in your capital, and he didn't do that first. So that's assuming he was a Tipesh Haya.
How come he didn't get killed? Belshazzar got killed for making a chayipan and putting on the Nigai Kuhuna and Achashverosh
not. Yeah, I'm not sure why the different punishments. I don't know. I'm not sure. Then the Gemara asks, Shalu Tamidav es Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, they asked him the question, why were the people of Bnei Yisrael again destined to be destroyed by Haman? In the end, they weren't. But why did such a gzeirah happen to them? So Amar Lahem. So the response was from Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. He says back to them, Imru Atem, you tell me. I want you to answer the question. Amrulo. So they said to the Rebbe, because they had hana from Achashverosh's suda, whether it was Bishakim or Treif, whatever the concern was, there was some avera, if not multiple averas, that they were involved in, and because of that, they were deserving of being destroyed. So Im Kain, so Rabbi Shimon Yochai responds back to him, Im Kain, if that's the case, Shebishushan Yihargu. So those of Shushan should be killed, but Shebechol HaOlam Kulo Al Yihargu. But those who are living outside of Shushan elsewhere, since they did not go to this Suda, they should not have been killed. They should not have had such a gzeir upon them. So Amr Lo, so the Talmidim said, so we don't know the answer. So Amrata, so Rebbe, you tell us what the answer is then. Amr Lehemi says, Mipnei Sheishtachvu Letzelem, because they all bowed down to an idol. The idol during the times of Nebuchadnezzar, they bowed down, so now they were destined for destruction. So Amrullah, so the Talmidim challenged Rabbi Shimon, V'chi Maso Panim Yesh Badavar. Is it fair that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to show favor to Bnei Yisrael? Yeah, granted he loves Bnei Yisrael, but still, if you do an Avera, so the Torah tells us there's a consequences. You do Avodah Zarah, you get wiped out. So if the Goyim do Avodah Zarah, they get killed, so why are you showing favor to the Jews? It's not fair. So Amrullahem, so Rabbi Shimon explains to them, they only did this in front of Nebuchadnezzar, but really Bifnim inside, in their lathe, they really weren't interested. They just were scared. They did the wrong thing, but it was only on the outside. He wasn't really gozer on them. They weren't destroyed, as we know. He only did it on the outside to scare them. Mida kenegamida, on the outside, this was the case. That's what it means. Kilo inab milibo. He didn't cause affliction in their heart, because in their heart, so they really were staying true to Hashem. It was only outside. Hakadosh Baruch Hu also only therefore punished them on the outside, but nothing actually ever happened to them. Then the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Megillah Bechatzar ginas bisan hamelach, and it was in the courtyard of the garden of the king in his palace. So Rav Shmuel again had a machlokas here. Chad amar haroi lechatzer lechatzer. Those who are worthy of being in the chatzer were stayed in the chatzer. Those who are a little bit more chashiv haroi legina. Legina got to go to the very nice garden. And then haroi lebisan lebisan. Those who are worthy of being in the palace were stationed in the palace. Chad amar, the other one says no. Hoshivan mechatzer v'lochzikas. And first he started having everyone line up in the chatzer. Now the courtyard couldn't fit everybody there. So then they started spilling over Bagina. Now the garden couldn't accommodate everyone there either. Until even the palace was filled as well. And b'masni satan, the Braita tells us that Hoshivan b'chatzir pasach lem shnei psachim. They say a little bit differently that the chatzir was in the front, and then from the chatzir there were two entranceways, two ways to go. Either you could go echel lagina ve'echel labisa. Not necessarily machokas, but that was where the overflow ended up going into all three different rooms while they were there. So then the Gemara darshins, what does it mean, chur karpas utecheles? So my chur, what does chur mean? Rav Amar chare chare means it was something, some type of tapestry that had many, many holes in them. Shmuel Amar, melas levana, it was a pure white wool, hitilam, he had spread out for them. What does karpas mean? Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, karim shel pasim, they were very nice, fancy cushions made from wool. So aglile kesef, on the pillars of rods of silver rather, vamude sheshen, on pillars of marble, and mitos zava chesef, on couches or beds of gold and silver. That was in the palace. So Tani, the Braisa, teaches us, the Rabbi Yehuda Omer, haroi lekesef lekesef, those who are worthy of sitting on silver sat in silver, haroi lezav lezav, those who are gold on gold. And so Amr le Rabbi Nechami, Rabbi Nechami responds to Rabbi Yehuda, Imkain, if that were the case, you started to make this hierarchy, Imkain, ata metil kina basuda, you're creating jealousy in the Suda. And the goal of Achashvesh was to create shalom and peace, and everyone should be equal. So that wouldn't really accomplish much. Elahim shel kesef v'raglen shel zav. No, each couch was made of silver and it had golden legs. Now, look at Tosus. The Tosus asks the obvious question. Why didn't we ask this question earlier? Tosus says, Ata metil kina vim tamar laman damar le'el, the one who said above, haroi lagina lagina, haroi lechatz lechata, haroi lebisan lebisan. They had separated. Whoever was worthy of being in the palace was in the palace, and the courtyard in the courtyard, and the gina the gina. So why wasn't there a concern of kina there? Why didn't the Gemara ask the question over there? So he says, since there were different rooms, and I guess the doors were closed, no one saw who else was in the other room, so it didn't create any jealousy. But when they're all in the palace together, and you see this guy on the gold chair, and I'm only on the silver chair, and that guy is on the wolf carpet, whatever it was, that will create kina. Then the Gemara darshins further. Bahat Vashesh. What does this mean, Bahat Vashesh? So Amar Ravasi Avonim Shemischotitos al Baalayim. Ravasi explains, it refers to very precious stones that were sought after by the owners. They were very rare types of stones. The Chenu Omer, that's what it says, Avnei Nezer, the rocks, a Nezer is a crown. We know from the different Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, the rocks of a Nezer, of a crown. Misnosisos al Admaso, are only by nisnos, like lashon of trying, linasos, to test. You can only find them on the adama by really doing tests and figuring out where they're hidden. So that's what the types of rocks that's referring to, bahat vashesh. Then it says, what does it mean, vidar viso chares? So Rav Amar dare dari. It means that there are rows. There are rows of these precious stones all around the floor. And Shmuel Amar, even tovar yesh bekrake hayam vidar yishma. No, there was this special rock that was at the different port cities, and it was called Dara. And the value of this rock is that Hoshiva Be'em Sasuda, they place it on the center of the meal, of the palace, U'me'ira lahem kitzaraim, and it would light up the room like it was the middle of the day. That's the second shot. And the third shot is, Debei Rebbe Yishmol Tana, no, Shekara Dror L'chol Bal Yischor. We know the word Dror is used when you free the slaves. It's a Dror. So it was free. What does that mean? All the Bal Yischora were free of paying any taxes. They didn't have to pay any taxes. That was a Dror. Anyone who came to Suda were free of paying taxes. So those are three different drushas of what it means when it says Vidar. So then the Gemara says, what does it mean when it says V'hashkos B'chleich Zohav B'chelim Mikelim Shonim? We all know the trap that's in that one of Eichatunes. So what does it mean he gave them to drink in golden goblets of different types of kalim? So the Gemara says it should say mishunim barley. Mishunim means different. Shonim doesn't mean different. Mishunim means different. What's the lashon of shonim? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Yotzis abaskol v'amar lahem, the heavenly voice came out and said to them, Rishonim kalu mipnei kalim, the first ones, namely Belshazzar, they were destroyed because they used these kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Vatem you Achashverosh shonim, and you're repeating, you're doing it again. Lashon shonim is to repeat. That's what's going on here. They repeated a mistake that happened in the previous generation. V'yayin malchus rav, there was a lot of wine going around. So Amarav, what's mean yayin malchus? What's yayin malchus? Royal wine. So Amarav, It refers to Milamit Shekol Echad V'Echad Hishkou Yain Shegaldo Himanu B'Shanim. Each individual drank wine that was older than he was in his age. V'Ashisiyah Kadas, and they drank according to the rule. Which rule? Which law? My Kadas. Amar Rabbi Chanan Mishum Rabbi Meir Kadas Shel Torah. They followed the halachas of the Torah. I'm not sure if this was intentional or not, but that's how they drank and ate there. Which means what? What's the das of the Torah? Ma das shel Torah achila meruba mishusiyah. That there's more eating than drinking. That's how you're supposed to have a suda. So af suda shel shol zarasha achila meruba mishusiyah. They speak so much about the drinking of wine, but in fact there's more food than wine at that suda, which everybody joined in on. Then it says the ain onus. There was no onus. There was no forcing there. Everyone chose to drink. Amir Rabbi Elazar, Milamit Shekol Echad V'Echad, Hishko Miyain Midinaso. They all had wine where they came from, where they were comfortable with, the type of wine that they're used to, that taste. No one was forced to have the wine of Shushan. Whatever yain they came from, wherever they came from, that was the wine that they were able to drink. Lasos Kirton Ish V'Ish, they did according to the will of every person, literally. So the drasha here, Amir Rava, Lasos Kiratzon Mordechai v'Haman, like the will of Mordechai and Haman, because they're also called Ish. Mordechai, as we know, Dichsev Ish Yehudi, and also Haman Ish Tzar v'Oyev. So they were the ones who were serving everyone the wine at this Suda. Gam Vashti Amalka Asasa Mishte Noshim Beis Malchus. She also, Vashti, as we know, Queen Vashti also made a Suda for her friends, for all the women. So the Gemara asks, Beis HaNoshim Mibalei. Shouldn't be called Beis HaMalchus. Malchus is the king's palace. The women had their own room. It should be in the Beis Noshim, the women's room. Why is it being called Beis HaMalchus? Amar Rav, Rav says, Shneim L'dvar Aver Niskavnu. Even though it was in a separate room, they both had the same kavana. That's why it's called Beis Malchus. The king's room and the queen's room all had the same intention that was going on here. And Hainu Dami Inchi, that's what people would say. Iu Bikari, that he, the man, wants a large pumpkin, vitsa in a bipotsoni, in a small pumpkin. They all want pumpkins. That's, again, the mashal. The nimshal here, they both wanted to have everyone engage in aveiros by having them drink a lot. And then it says, Bayom HaShvi Ketov Lev HaMelech Bayayin. It was the seventh day, finally, Achashverosh was full. He was very happy. He had enough to drink. So Atu Ad Hashe Lo Tav Libei Mechamra. It wasn't until the seventh day that he had enough drinking. Day one, he couldn't get to that level he wanted. So what does this mean? Amar Rava, what? Oh, Amar Rava says, Yom HaShvi Shabbos Hayo, it was the seventh day of Shabbos. She Yisrael Ochlin V'Shosin, they would eat and drink, Maschilim B'Divrei Torah, they'd begin to learn, U'B'Divrei Tishbachos, they'd begin to sing, their praise of Hashem. Aval Ovdei Kochavim She'Ochlin V'Shosin, the guy who would eat and drink, Ein Maschilim El B'Divrei Tiflos, they're beginning to speak about things that were inappropriate. V'Chein B'Sudas HaShe'ol Tzorasha, say it so too in that meal. Halu Omrim Madayos Nals, Halu Omrim Parsals Nals. They would say, oh, the women from Madai are beautiful. The women from Persia are beautiful. Amalam Achashverosh. Achashverosh says to them, Kli Shani Mishtamish Bo Einalom Medyai Vlom Parsi. My wife is not from Madai, not from Persia, Ella Kasti. Riton Chem Larosa, would you like to see her? Amulayin, yes. Ubevad Shite Aruma, as long as she's not dressed. So Shibamida Shadam Modeid Ba Modidin Lo. What a person, whatever he did, a person gets judged according to what he or she had done wrong. So what does this mean? Milamid, this teaches, why was Vashti decreed upon to come out in this way? Milamid, Chayisa, Vashti, Harisha, Mivia, Benos Yisrael. She would do the same thing, Benos Yisrael. She made them all come, Umafshitin, Arumos, Vosa, Ben, Melacha, B'Shabbos, and make them come not dressed, and do Melacha on Shabbos. So that's why, Mida, Kenega, Mida, she was forced to come to Achashverosh in that same fashion. That's what it means in the pasuk when it says, "Achar devim ha'ila." After all these things, kisho chamas ha'melech, when his anger subsided, ha'melech ha'chashverosh, zachas Vashti. Then he finally remembered Vashti, and also ve'es asher asasa ve'es asher nigzar aleh, that which he had done, and that's what he decreed upon her. What is the connection of asasa to the gzeira? So the Gemara says, "Kashem she'asasa kach." Nigzar Leb. The gzera that Achashverosh demanded she come in such a way was exactly, it was only because that's what she had done to the Benos Yisrael. So then the pasuk says about Timayin Hamalka Vashti, as we know, she refused to come to Achashverosh and to the men's side. Michti, Pritzta Havi, she was a Prutza. She didn't care about these things. Damar Mar, Shneim Ledvar Vera Niskanu. They both had an intention for doing things that were inappropriate. So my time also, for what reason did she refuse to come? So Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, as we all know, Milamed Sheparcha but Taras, suddenly Taras broke out on her. She had all these different colors, white spots all over her body. B'masnisa Tana, others say, also a famous medjish, Bo Gavriel, the Asala Zanov, came down Gavriel and had put a tail on her, so she of course was embarrassed to come out. Okay, the Gemara now says, Vayiksof HaMelech Mod, and because she refused, Achashverosh got very upset, got angry. Amai Dalka Beis Kulei Hai. So why did he get so upset? So Amar Rava, Dalka is a lashon of lighting up. It's a lashon of kas, an ish. So why was he so upset? So Amar Rava explained to Shalchilei, because she sent a message, that Vashi sent a message back, Bar Ahur Yori Da'aba, which means pretty much you were the stable boy of my father. Her father was a Belshazzar. You were a nothing. Abel Kabel Alpha Chamra Shasiv LaRavi. My father would drink thousands and thousands of drinks and didn't get drunk. Who gaver? This guy, you, is Shati Bechamra. You become so silly and foolish with a little cup of wine. So he got insulted. She insulted his ability to hold his liquor. So Miyad immediately, Vechamasa Baraba. So he built up with his anger inside of him. And that's what really got him upset. So Vayomer HaMelech LeChachamim, so the king said to his wise advisors around him, Man Chachamim, who are the Chachamim that he was talking to? Rabbanan, the rabbis were there. Yodei Ha'itim, those who know proper times. What does it mean, Yodei Ha'itim? Sheyodim La'aber Shanim, they know how to, or when the year needs to have an added month, an Ad Hasheni. They know how to be like Ba Chadashim, they know when the new moon is here, when the new month is ready. Amar Leho, so he says to them, Dainu Ali. So he said to the Chachamim, judge Vashti for the way she's behaving to me. So Amri, they said to themselves, or maybe amongst themselves, Hey Chinat Nabi, what should we do here? We're in a very tough spot here. Neimalek Tale, if we say that he should kill her, well, Lamacha, tomorrow he's going to say, Pasuk Lei Chamra Ubar Lei Minan. Tomorrow he's going to, the Chom, the Chamra, the wine's going to stop, he's going to become sober, and Bar Lei Minan, he's going to ask her from us, what happened to her? He's not going to remember what happened. Neimala Shvak, if we say leave her alone, just let it be, let it slide. Kamazalzla b'machusa, she's really demeaning the malchus here. So Amrullah, so they said to him as follows. Myom Shekhar Beis HaMikdash v'galinu mi'atenu, the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and we were exiled from our land. Nitla Eitza mimenu, the ability to advise was taken away from us. Vein anu yodim ladun dinei nefashos, we can't judge case of dinei nefashos, and when dealing with Mord b'malchus is the dinei nefashos, we can't get involved in this. Zeal legabi Amon Moav, the Yasir Biduchtayu. Go to a nation like Amon or Moav, they're still sitting in the place. A person's real, the nation's koach stems from their land, their homeland. Kechamer, the Yasir Al-Durdaya. So just like the way wine apparently sits on its sediment, it has its greatest strength when it's really in the sediment, so to a nation has its greatest strength and ability to advise when they are in their location. But us, say the Chachamim, we were exiled, we don't have the koach to advise anymore. So it's a safe way of trying to protect themselves. So Taima Amrulei. So what they said was a very reasonable statement, because the Chassid, the Pasuk tells us, Shanan Moav, the Venurav, that Moab had been relaxed from when they were very young, at ease, v'shoket hu al shemarav, and he was settled on his shemarav, his sediment, the connection of this idea of nations living the land to wine and its sediment, v'lo hurak mikli al kli, they were not poured from one utensil to the next utensil, uv'gola lo halach, they were never sent into exile, Alkain, therefore, Oma tamo bo, their taste remained, v'reichelo nemar, and their smell didn't go bad. So we see what the rabbis were talking about was based on this pasuk here, that nothing has really changed. If a person stays in the same kli, in the same location, their tam and reach are going to remain the same. So that was what they weren't just making this up. This is really a very true statement. So miyad, after consulting with the rabbis, immediately, v'akar v'lava, karshana, shesar, admasa, tarshis. So he looked for some other people to give him some advice, and these were the individuals he came across. So Amar Rabbi Levi, kol pasuk zeh, Al Shum Karbonos Nemar. Each of these words in the pasuk, each of these names is a reference to different Karbonos. How so? Karshana Amru Malachi Ashari Slifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim said to Hashem, Ribono Sha'olam, Klum Hikrivu Lefanecha, Karm B'nei Shana, Kidech Shikrivu Yisrael Lefanecha. Did this Goyim bring in front of you some Karm, which is a lamb in his first year? Did they bring Karbonos to you the way the Jews did? Shesar, Klum hikrivu lefanecha shtei torim. Did they bring two doves in front of you, as the Jews have? Admasam means klum banu lefanecha mizbech adama. They built for you mizbech made out of dirt like the Jews had done. Tarshish means klum shimshu lefanecha bevig de kuna. Did they serve you with the big de kuna like the Jews have done? Dechsib who had written in the different the stoned on the big de kuna. Tarshish vishram v'yashve. Meris, what does Meris mean? This is, I guess, next part of the pasuk. It says, that's after Tarshish, right?
Yeah.
Fine. So then Meris says, Klum merisu bidam lefanecha. Did they stir the blood in front of you? They're part of the karbanos, one of the stages, they would stir the blood. The one that comes to mind, I don't know if it happens elsewhere, but Yom Kippur, they speak about in the Mishnah, Yom Kippur and Yuma, that when the Kohen Gadol would shech the par, and then he had to go sprinkle it, then he had to go shech the sayer. So you can't let the par's blood sit there, it's going to congeal. So he had to give it to another coin to stir the blood while he goes and shechs the sire. So I'm not sure there's another example where in the Beis Mikdash they would do the stirring. That's what comes to mind. Then, where are we now?
Marsana.
Klum mirsu b'menachos lefanecha. Do they stir the mincha offerings as the Jews have done? And memuchan, klum hechinu shulchan lefanecha. Do they prepare a shulchan for you at all? So this line, firstly, look at Tosis for 1 second here. Tosis writes, Memuchan, Yesh Medrish Shehaya Daniel. That is actually Daniel. Ulufi Shaya Nasai Le Saris Shaya Gedola Mimenu Shulhaya Yachal Le Kofa Le Davar Kishono Yod Slasos Kane. Not sure what that second part of Tosis is saying there, but there's a Medrish that says that Memuchan was actually Daniel. Now this important line here is that Memuchan is a reference to the Hechina Shulchan Lefanecha. So they say that the remez for Purim and Chanukah in the Torah is the Shulchan. The Shulchan is a reference to the Purim Suda and the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. Firstly, the Shulchan is on the north, and the Chanukah, the menorah, is on the south. So Shulchan is a reference to the Sudas Purim in the north, and the Chanukah is the menorah in the south. So in the there's a connection in one of the sources. You have to help me out with this one, with Yosef. It says, so the last letters of Tavach V'Achen, the letters Chanukah. So they say that's a remez for Chanukah. That parsha always falls out during Shabbos Chanukah, so that's a remez to Chanukah. But they also say that Lashon Achana is a connection to Purim as well, of this pasuk of Memuchan is Klum Echinu Shulchan Lefanecha. So there's, of course, a connection between Purim and Chanukah being the only Yom Tovim that are after the writing of the Torah, but this statement here is somehow a remez to those sources. Fine. Vayter now. The Gemara says, Vayomer Memuchan. Memuchan said, Tan Memuchan de Haman. Some say Memuchan was Haman, against that magic we just saw in Tosas, obviously. V'lama nikashma Memuchan. Why was he called Memuchan? Because Shemuchan lepronus, because he was destined for punishment. Fine. Then it says, Amar Rav Kana. Rav Kana says, Mikan shehed yod kovetz barosh. From here we see that a nothing, like a Haman, could jump to the front of the line. Muchan was mentioned first, he was the last one on the list here, but later on, of course, we know he was the one who responded first. So the guy in the last line could really sometimes jump ahead and be in front. Then it says, Leos kolish sore bevesa. The part of the reason why Achashverosh wanted to put down his fist here, he wanted to show that the man should have control in his house. So Amar Rava, Rava says, El mole igros harishonis, had not been for the first letters, lo nishtayar misoneim shel Yisrael sard v'palit, there wouldn't be anyone left over from the Jews at all. Let's see what happened. So Amri, my hide this shadulan. What did they send out to the families? It says, Leos kolish sard v'veso, every man should run the household. Tapshita, that's obvious. Afilu karcha beveisa pardashcha leheve. Every, even a lowly weaver should have the control of his house. So therefore, they're making fun of this silly letter that went out. And the Jews now were making fun of this. They said, everyone knows this din. What kind of letter is the king sending out? So they almost got themselves into a lot of trouble for making fun of these letters.
Then the second letter went out. Everybody thought the king was an idiot when he sent out the first letter. So now they think he's a fool also.
But what does it do with the Jews, though? Because the Jews made fun of the first one. Yeah, I thought so.
No, I thought it means that the Jews would have been destroyed if it wasn't for the first letter.
You're right. Which
so second
discredit?
Out,
you're right.
They didn't think about it.
You're right. It discredited the second letter entirely. Yeah, very good. Fine. So then the Gemara quotes a pasuk, "Vayafkei Hamelch Pekidim." Then the king appointed different officers. So Amar Rav, "My dechse." What does it mean in the pasuk? "Kol Aram Yaseh Bedas Uksil Yifros Ivelas." So every person, everyone, literally, every naked person, Yaseh that acts Bedas with knowledge, but a Uksil Yifros Ivelas, but a fool spreads out his folly, as it says here. So what does this mean? "Kol Aram Yaseh Bedas." What's a person who does a person who's literally naked and acts with intelligence? That's that David. David was a very lowly person, but he still had das. Dichsiv, as is written about David, "Vayomu lo avadav," he said to his servant, "Tivakshu ladoni hamelch nara basula," find me a young girl to marry, to take care of him. So, komand havele barta aisi nela, anyone had a daughter, brought it forward to David. They wanted their daughter to be the queen. Uchsil yifros ivelas zachashverosh. He had to go find the daughters. No one was coming forward to him. He had to go look for them. Anyone had a daughter hid away from Achashverosh. So that's the clear difference between David and Achashverosh. Now the Gemara quotes the pasuk, "Ish Yehudi hayab yishushan habira v'gomer ish yimini." So my Kamar, what's it going on to say here? E liyuchse kas, he was going to go on to say his lineage. Right, the rest of the pasuk tells us that Shemo Mordechai ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kisha Ishimini. They're telling us which mishpacha he came from. So then again, e liyuchse kas, liyachse v'azil ad Binyamin, should go all the way down to Binyamin. So elamayshna honey, why does it like stop at Kish and then jump right to Binyamin? So he explains. Tanakul and Al Shemo Nikru. Each of these names is really indicating some character about Mordechai. What is that? Ben Yair, Ben Sheheir, Einam Shel Yisrael B'Tfilasa. That he brightened the eyes of the Jews through Tfilah. He brought life back to them. Ben Shimi, that describes Ben Sheshama El Tfilasa. He was a person whose Tfilas were listened to. Ben Kish, Shehikish Al Shari Rachman V'Niftachalo. He was banging, he was knocking on the doors of Shari Rachman, and they were opened up to him. It wasn't a yichas, it was describing what he accomplished. So Kari Le Yehudi Almam Yehuda Kasi. They call him, he was the Ish Yehudi, he came from the Shevet Yehuda. But at the same time, at the end of the pasuk, Kari Le Yemini, he's called the Alma Mibin Yaman Kasi. Which one did he come from? So Amar Rav Nachman explains, Mordechai Mukhtar bin Nimusahaya. He was crowned with many different names. So what does this mean? So that's his Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Shuben Levi. Aviv mi Binyamin, v'imam Yehuda. His father's side came from Binyamin, so he really was from Binyamin, but his mother's side came from Yehuda. And that's Pshat, that's Rabbi Shuben Levi's understanding. Kamlong Rabbanan Amri, Mishpachos Mizgarus Zubazu. No, they would marry with each other, they would fight with each other, and each one would take credit for having Mordechai. Mordechai was from them. Mishpachos Yehuda Omeres, Anagarim Demisyalid Mordechai. We're the one, we created him, we caused him to, because we gave birth to him. That's what the Yehuda, the mother side, would say. The Lokali David Lashimi Ben Gera. Ah, why? Because since David, who came from Yehuda, of course, he could have, but he didn't kill Shimon Ben Gera. So that allowed, in an indirect way, that ultimately led to the birth of Mordechai. U'mishpachas Binyamin Amrav. Well, the Maisa Binai Kasi, we actually gave birth to him. So therefore, he should really be concluded as under Sheva Binyamin. So Rav Amar, Rav says, Knesset Yisrael Amra Lidach Gisa. The Knesset would say the opposite way. They would say that what? Ruma Asa Li Yehudi Uma Shilem Li Yemini. Look what this Yehudi did to me and what the Binyamin paid me. What is going on? What does that mean? Ma Asa Li Yehudi. What did Yehudi do to me? So explain, Delo Kala David L'Shimi, that Yehuda didn't kill Shimi. This Yaled Minei Mordechai Din Mikane Bei Haman. Okay, the fact that he didn't kill Shimi allowed for the birth of Mordechai and ended up dealing with Haman. Uma Shilne Yemini, in which way did Binyamin pay them back? Dilo Kale Shol Agag. That Shol, who came from Binyamin, didn't kill Agag, who of course came from Amalek. This Yaled Minei Haman Din Mitzal Yisrael. So since Binyamin and Shol didn't do what they were supposed to do, they caused the birth of Haman because Agag wasn't killed. Okay, I think we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow.